We are beginning today's shiur in Siman Kuf Vav. We did last time Sif Aleph. We're up to Sif Beis, but we said we're going to do a few notes on Sif Aleph that we didn't have a chance to finish. So we're going to begin with a little summary on page 266 of Sif Aleph of Siman Kuf Vav. We said in Sif Aleph that anyone who's pater from Kriya Shema is pater from Tevila. Anyone who's chayv in Kriya Shema is chayv in Tevila. And then we gave two exceptions. The second exception we gave was Noshim v'Avadim. We said even though they're pater from Kriya Shema, they're chayov in Betevila because it's a mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama. And therefore, women are chayovos in Kriya Shema, in Tevila. And we pointed out in the Mishabura that this is going lefi the shita of the Rambam in Sifkat and Dalet, the long Mishabura. We said this at the Mechaber says that women are going to be chayv and tefila because the mitzvah aseish lo azman grama. That's the shita of the Rambam that says that only the zman of tefila is the Rabbanon, but the ikar mitzvah of tefila we said is min haTorah from the pasuk of la'avdo b'chol levavchem. What is the avodah shebaleiv? That's tefila. We just said that the Araisa, there's no nusach yadua, and you can daven any nusach you want at any time that you want. And then we said that if you daven one time a day, day or night, your yotzei dechov aso min haTorah. The Magen Avraham said, based on the Rambam, that according to this, the minhag of most women is they don't daven Shmon Esrei consistently morning and afternoon, because they say in the morning after they wash their hands one bakasha, and their yotzei midaraisa with that, and it could be the Rabbanah, we're not mechayiv them any more than that. But then we said, but lefi the Ramban, who holds that the only time that tefillah is daraisa is when you're going through an eis tzara, a difficult situation, to scream out to Hashem, that's the mitzvah daraisa. But the daily tefillah that we do is only midirabanan, and that is Achik Nesagdola established the 18 brachos in order to daven at morning and afternoon as a chiyuv, and in the evening to daven marv as a rishus. And then we said, even though it's a mitzvah saseh midirabanan shazman grama, and women are potter from mitzvah seisha as man grama, even the rabbanon like Kiddush Levana, still the rabbanon will mechayiv them in tefillah shachris u'mincha like men, since tefillah is bakashas rachamim, and therefore women need to daven for their lives as well, and therefore they're chayiv. And the mishabu ended off and said v'chein ikur ki kein das rov haposkim. So that's a little bit of a review of what we saw last time. So now we're going to turn the page after 266. To see a couple of notes before we go on to Sif Beis and finish the Siman Amir Tashem. So in note number 7, in describing the bakosha that is needed to be Yotzei Doraisa Lefi the Rambam, and the way the Magen Avraham explains it, so the Rambam says, Shetzricha lichlo shevach bakosha vahoda. We know that Shmona Esrei is set up in three sections. There's the praise of Hashem in the beginning, the first three brachos. Then there's the bakoshos, that we ask things from Hashem. And then there's the hoda, there's the thanks that we give at the end. So the Rambam says that even though davening once a day is enough of a tefillah, but it has to be in the format of shevach bakosha vahoda. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, "Sheimo meres moda'ani lefanecha." If a woman says in the morning, "Moda'ani," shabo ye shevach vehoda'a, umosif al ze iza bakasha. Moda'ani itself already has a shevach and hoda'a, so she adds on to that a little bit of a bakasha. Yotzeis baze yidechov as tefila deyazu. According to the Rambam, so she adds in a little bakasha to Moda'ani. She's yotzei. Also, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, he was hinhig beveso shenoshim she'enon yecholos lespalo, that women who were not able to daven in the normal way, as we'll see shortly, tomarna birchos hashachar im hayihi ratzon shalachareyan, they should just say brachos in the morning with the hiratzon at the end, sheba'amiratzon yeshevach bakosha v'odah. Through that, they get all three, the sheva bakosha v'odah. Rechaim Kievsky is a little bit more machmir. He says, Shalachatchila yeshloma kaseder. It's not enough to have Shavach and Hodah and then Bakasha. It has to be in that specific order. Dehainu Shavach ul'achar mikim Bakasha ul'basov Hodah. That's explaining the Shita of the Rambam that one Bakasha a day is enough. It has to be in the form of a Bakasha with a Shavach and Hodah as well. But in note number 8, he gets into discussing, let's say women are busy taking care of children. So what do we say about those women? Those Mishaburas seem to come out that we pass on like the Ramban, that's the Iker Shita, and that's the opinion of Rav Poskim, that a woman has to daven Shachris and Mincha. But let's say a woman is taking care of children, so is there room to rely on the Magen Avraham and the Rambam as opposed to the Ramban? So we'll read what the Poskim have to say about that in note number 8. V'lochein isha hatshuda umutupeles begidl yiladeha. Therefore, a woman who is very busy with raising her children, das hachafetz chayim v'achazen ish v'agonah shalom zamanu arbach, shetomar eizet filo kitzara kidla'el. So they're all of the opinion that even though we're saying the Mishabura, the Ikar Allah is like the Ramban, that women should daven Shachris and Mincha, but if a woman is taking care of children and it's difficult for her, they say that she could rely on the Magen Avraham who goes to the Rambam, and she could just say a short tefillah with a bakasha in the way that we described above. Somewhere else it's brought down by the Chazon Ish, Sha'af Isha Chayavis B'Tfilah, that a woman in fact is Chayav in Tfilah. Umikomakom im Yeshla Yuladim, but if she has children, Ula Yeshla Ptur Shecholim Umisham Shehim. Maybe she has another Ptur, not of being a woman, just the Ptur of being like a sick person who has someone taking care of the sick person, that they're parted from Tfilah. But the Chazon Ish ends off and says, but Noshim Sidkonios, they find times to daven the proper way. Even a woman who is busy taking care of the children, she should say Baruch Shomer Ashrei Yishtabach Kriyashma Ubirchoseh Ushmon Esrei Shekoze Lokeh Chamesh Esrei Dakos. Ushal said that takes 15 minutes. He says the morning would take them 15 minutes, the afternoon should take them 5 minutes. And similar to that writes Rav Yoshev, Shetomar, Berchaz HaTorah, Berchaz HaShachar, Parashas HaTomer, Baruch Shomer, Asher Yishtabach, Parashas Shema, Emes V'yatzev, Argal Yisrael, Ushmona Esrei, Utfilas Mincha, Utfilas Arvis, Eina Chayavis. Fine, so that is the shitos of the different poskim. One other point that I want to bring out in the notes over here, as the Mishabura said, an example of women who are being potter from mitzvah saseh, shazman groma, even the Rabbanon, the example the Mishabura gave was Kiddush Levana. So I pointed out last time in the notes, in note number 10, which we're not going to read, but he points out an example of this is Hallel, that we women are potter from Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, even though it's the Rabbanon, but it's a mitzvah saseh, shazman groma, the Rabbanon, women are potter. The example that the Mishabura gave was Kiddush Levana. If you look at note number 11, there's a very interesting shita there, interesting question the Chachma Shlomo asks. And we'll read note number 11, at least part of it. That which the Mishabura considers, or that which the Poskim considered Kiddush Levana as a mitzvah saseh shas man grama, hiksha chachma shlomo, shasiba she'em bevarachin al levana acharei emtza achodesh, the reason why we don't say Kiddush Levana after the middle of the month, he mishum shalavana nechseres v'lechas. That's because the moon is getting smaller. We're making a bracha on the hischachus of the moon, of the moon getting bigger, so you can't make the bracha when the moon is getting smaller. Ve'em bevarachin al levana rak b'shas chidusha, you only can make a bracha on the moon when it's getting bigger. Ve'em kein lo Zman gorim es hamitzvah. That shouldn't be considered a mitzvah as man grama. It's not the zman that causes it. Elu mitziusa shel halavana. It's the size of the moon that causes it. It's not the time. He says v'lochein ein adom ve'la mitzvah kama lula v'sukkah she'efshar la'asosan b'chol zman elu sha'torah kovah she'mitzvosan rak b'zman mesuyim. He says compare that to other mitzvah as man grama. Let's say lulav and sukkah. You could do lulav and sukkah today. We just don't do it because the Torah says do it on Sukkot. So that's a mitzvah cessation as man grama. The Torah designates a day to do the mitzvah. But Kiddush Levana, it's not that the Torah says which day to do it. We do it at the Hischachus of the Levana. We just don't have the Hischachus of the Levana where we're in the second half of the month, so we can't do it. So it's not directly related to the time of the year. It's related to the moon, which happens to be at a certain time you can't do it. And therefore, says the Chacham Shlomo, maybe that shouldn't be considered a mitzvah cessation as man grama. But if you skip to the next paragraph, Rav Moshe says no. He says, Shekevan shemavarchim osa rak bezman chiddush halavana. Rav Moshe argues and says, no, since we make the bracha dafka at the time of the chiddush levana, shu bezman kavu b'tchilas achodesh, that's at a set time in the beginning of the month, af shezem machmas ha-metzias ha-meschadeshes b'tchilas achodesh, even though that's because of the metzias of the moon, mikomakom nechsheves k'mitzvah seh shezman grama. Rav Moshe says, even though it's true that it's because of the moon, that's what determines the date, still it gets a din of a mitzvah seh shezman grama. That's just an interesting discussion. The Achronim bring up a similar concept when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, because the Torah is toled on the Karban Omer and not on the date itself. Ayin Shom. But let's go Vaitu now and start what we have to do for today.
That sounds
familiar. Well, that's what the Chazon Ish was saying, that they're like... That's what he's saying, that the Chazon Ish is saying that when women are taking care of the kids, he says they're like cholim u'misham shehim, that someone who's helping out a cholis is pater from other mitzvahs, and therefore that would be the p'tur. It wouldn't be a p'tur of mitzvahs that say, you know, that wouldn't be p'tur because she's an isha, it's a p'tur because she's taking care of a cholim, in this case it's the children that need her help. So the Chazon is saying that idea. Let's go to Sif Beis on the top of page Kuf Lamed Aleph. In Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Misha Torasa Umnoso, someone whose Torah is his profession. Kegon Rav Shimon Bar Yochai v'chaverav, like someone like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and similar to him, mafsik l'kriya shma v'lo l'tfila. He interrupts his learning to say kriya shma, but not for tfila. Aval anu, but we who are not on that level, mafsikin bein l'kriya shma bein l'tfila. We interrupt our learning both for kriya shma and for tfila. Says the Rama, the imlo meid la'achirim, if a person is teaching others, eino posik. Then he will not stop for shmona esrei kemoshin esvar le'el b'simen peites. Even though if you're teaching Torah, you will not stop for Shema or Shemona Esrei, but you should stop for the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. But if the time of the tefillah is not going to pass, the Eishlo Shahutz Adayin L'Hispal of Lukro Kriya Shema, and after you do the teaching of the Torah or the learning of the Torah, we'll see in the Mishabura, you will have time to daven and say Kriya Shema. Then Eino Posek Klal. Then you don't have to stop from the learning or teaching that you are doing. Let's see the Mishabura in Sifkatan Vav. We said someone who's Tarasa Umnasa, like Hashem Baruch Hai and his friends, Deheim lo hayu oskim klab malachtam. They didn't do any work. They were just learning Yom V'Layla. Ve'eim mevatlim milimudam afilu rega. They did not stop their learning even for a second. And therefore they have this din that they don't stop for tefillah either. Aval anu shemafsikim midivei Torah l'malachtenu. But we who stop our learning to go to work and to do other jobs, Kol shekein shenafsik l'tfila, certainly we should stop for tfila. And on this, the Chavetz Chaim and Shmir Saloshin, which anyone who's taking the test, it's actually on tonight's, it's the material that's on tonight's test, it's Ashkocha, Mamash comes at the same time, the Chavetz Chaim and Shmir Saloshin asks an unbelievable kasha. If you look at note 24, we'll see it inside. Hiksha Chavetz Chaim, she'in be'emes ha-Torah gedola mitfila. We see from Rishon Bar Yochai that Torah is greater than tfila. If someone who's learning Torah all day does not stop learning for davening, so we see Torah is greater than tefillah. So Fret HaChavetz Chaim, V'chi mipnei shanu osim bedavar echad shelo kahogen. So because we're doing one thing that's not proper, meaning we're interrupting our Torah for other things, nasa gam bedavar nosef shelo kahogen, we should also interrupt our learning for davening? If learning is a greater thing than davening, and that's why one who's Tarasu Naso does not interrupt his learning for davening, so why, because we interrupt our learning to go to work, should we also interrupt our learning to daven? Two wrongs don't make a right. Just because we're doing one thing that's wrong, why should we do another thing that's wrong? If Torah is greater than tefillah, so even if we do the wrong thing by interrupting our Torah to go to work, we're not on the level of Shem Barachai, but why should we interrupt our learning because of that also for tefillah? That's the question the Chavetz Chaim asks. Answers the Chavetz Chaim v'tirates, and he answers, Shehoel v'ein Torah seinu t'midis. Since our Torah is not consistent, it's not consecutive, our Torah is not as choshev to us as it was to Hashem Baruch Hai. The haraya, the proof is, the raya is that we go to work, we interrupt our learning for other things. So you see, our Torah is not as choshev to us as it was to Hashem Baruch Hai. So ain koach kedushasa gadol kol kach shetisbatel al yodah misas tefila. Therefore, our Torah is not as powerful that it overrides tefila. So it's not the pshat that we're doing a second thing wrong. One is a riot to the other. The fact that we go to work shows that our Torah is not as choshev as it was in the olden days to the Shem Baruch Hai. And therefore, since our Torah is not as choshev, it's not as choshev to even override tefillah. And therefore, the fact that we do interrupt our learning for work shows that we should interrupt our work, our learning also for tefillah. It reminds you of the words of Chaim Shmulevitz and other Balei Musar say about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva came back after 12 years, and he overheard a conversation between his wife and the neighbors. They were saying, oh, your husband left you for so many years. She said, if it was up to me, I would have told him to go back for another 12 years. Rabbi Akiva heard this outside his house, and he went right back to the Beis Medrash, right back to Yeshiva to learn. And the Mefarshim asked, why didn't he at least go home and say hello to his wife, spend a little time with the family? So they say, because 12 plus 12 doesn't equal 24. 12 years with a break, another 12 years of learning, does not equal 24 consistent, consecutive years of learning. That's what the Chavetz Chaim is telling us. The Torah of Shimon Bar Yochai, of Rabbi Akiva, non-stop, day in, day out, not interrupting for work or for anything else, that Torah is on a higher level, and that Torah, in fact, overrides tefillah. But for us, we're not holding by that level, so our Torah is not on a high enough level, and therefore, in fact, Torah does not override tefillah for us.
So somebody that is in Kolel doesn't go to work, is
No, because someone who's in Kollel also once in a while plays basketball or once in a while does something else. Tarasa umnasa, that's just the example of going to work because that's where it's the Sadhashim of Rechai. But even one who's learning in Kollel nowadays, we're going to see the next note, but we're not considered Tarasa umnasam because their learning is not, they interrupt for more things than Rishim of Rechai, as you can probably imagine, as Rishim of Rechai interrupted. So work is just the example they give, but it's the point is that we interrupt for other things. For other needs that are not absolutely necessary. But note 25 also, we had earlier, but it's kedai to mention this again, Rav Moshe, he says, how do we, ubahagdaras misha tarasa umnaso bizmanenu, to be magdir nowadays, if someone can be considered tarasa umnaso, so we learned earlier, shumisha enu misbata milimudo ki'im ledvarim echrechim letzerche gufo v'limudo. It's someone who does not interrupt his learning for anything except an absolute need of his body or his learning. And Rav Moshe writes, in explaining the Rama earlier, Sha'af She'ein Lanu Talmud Chacham Bedarga Shal Rishim Rechai V'Chaverov. Even though nowadays we don't have anyone on the level of Rishim Rechai and his friends, She'ya Potter Mitfila. We have no one nowadays that could say, I'm not davening because I'm Tarasa Umnasa. We don't have anyone like that. Mikomokom Noeg Din Shal Tarasa Umnasa Le'inyon Zeh Shalo Yitzdarech Lazov Es Beis HaMedrash Kedei Lelechas L'Sval B'Minyon. But we do have the consideration of Tarasa Umnasa that if a person is learning in the Beis HaMedrash and he's very consistent with his learning, and the only minion is going to be to drive to the shul that's a few minutes away, that he could stick with his learning and daven b'yichidus, not to waste time. So that level of tarasa umnaso, again, every person has to judge that for himself, but there is that level, says Rav Moshe, that a person could be mevatel tefila b'tzibur for his learning nowadays, but not even mevatel tefila totally because of tarasa umnaso, that we don't have. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Zayin. So we said someone who's tarasa umnaso, like Rishim Bar Yochai and his friends, is mafsik his learning for Kriya Shema but not for Tefillah. Sifkotan Zayim b'fnei shehi daraisa, because Kriya Shema is daraisa. Mashen came le Tefillah the Rabbanan. Tefillah is only the Rabbanan. Aye, we just had a machlokas. The Rambam holds daraisa. The af in nizbor the divar Torah, and even if you hold like the Rambam, that Tefillah is daraisa. Mikomakom minat Torah ein lo zman kavua. Still, Tefillah doesn't have a set time. V'dai b'pam achas b'yom v'kanal. It's enough even one time during the day. So they ask Akash over here, so if it's enough, it was one time during the day, so you should have to interrupt your learning for one time during the day. Why is that a Torah altogether? So different shot in the Mepharshim. Some Mepharshim say, yeah, but still, since it's not as Zman Kavua, it's less Chashiv, and therefore you don't have to interrupt for Tefillah. Some say that, as we're going to see later, that even those who interrupt us for Kriya Shema, it means Kriya Shema and the Brachos. And included in Kriya Shema and the Brachos, you accomplish Tefillah, the Fila Rambam also. You get the one Bakasha that you want also. So you kill two birds with one stone. So you don't have to interrupt for actual tefillah, because they say that when you say Kriya Shema with the brachos, that covers you for your daraisa tefillah as well. But says the Mishnah Berurah Vayta, okay, shekore Kriya Shema yikre'en in birchoseh, like we just mentioned, when you do interrupt, if you're a Shimon Bar Yochai and you interrupt your learning for Kriya Shema, it means Kriya Shema with the brachos, v'achakach yachzor lelimud avlo yispalo. Then you go back to learning and you don't dive in Shemon Esrei. V'av shetzorach levatel ulhafsek limudu lasiyas kol ha-mitzvos, afil shodivei sofrim, even though we hold that you're mevatel, you're learning to do any mitzvah, even the Rabbanan. So why shouldn't you interrupt your learning for davening? You interrupt your learning for every mitzvah. For hearing the Megillah, for lighting Chanukah candles, we interrupt our learning. So why shouldn't we interrupt the learning also for tefillah? And the reason why we interrupt the mitzvahs is the halomed ve'enu makayim noach lo shelo nivra. One who learns and doesn't fulfill the mitzvahs that he's learning about, it's better that he was never created. So why don't you interrupt for tefillah? Mikol makom tefillah hoel ve'ena elo bakoshas rachamim. Since tefillah is only bakoshas rachamim, it's asking for mercy. Kilo mishar mitzvos. It's lower. It's lighter. It's not as strong as other mitzvos. Lagabe anoshim ka'elu. In terms of these people, like Rishim Bar Yochai, she'enem avatlim ilimudim afilu rega. For these people who are not mevatel, they're learning for anything. So bakoshas rachamim, that's not as important than them actually going and fulfilling the mitzvos, which would be as if you weren't created. Therefore, they would interrupt for the mitzvos. They would not interrupt for tefillah. Yes, that the drive is a quick question. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying.
Is that true? I mean, how
do Well, the Gemara says that he did daven. The Gemara says that he put on his clothes just for davening. But it's saying someone on that level. The Gemara says he did daven. It's a good kasha. But the Shulchan Aruch is saying that someone like that is pata from davening. That's what we're saying.
That's a different question than whether he did daven.
Yeah, you're asking a good question. Because I believe, if I remember correctly, the Gemara Shabbos discussing him in the cave, he had clothing, he was in the sand for learning, and for the whole day, and then for davening, he had the clothes that they saved just for tefillah. So you see, they did daven. It could be the Gemara discusses that. I don't remember. It could be it was just for Kriya Shema. I think the Gemara discusses it. I'm not holding in the sugya right now, but you're asking good kasha. The Gemara says he daven, but it could be we explain it as Kriya Shema. I'll look it up and get back to you. Bli neder. Zokta Mishnah Berurah Vayitesef Katan Ches. We said in the Ramah, if a person is teaching Torah to others, he does not interrupt. Vafilu im al yidei zeh yavur hazman. Even through his teaching, he's going to miss the zman. He doesn't interrupt. V'davka ba'ofen she'im lo yumadu achshav yisbatlu v'lo yuchlu l'eskabitz lumur achakach. But that's only true if he can only gather the troops to teach the Torah at that time. If he doesn't, if it now or never. If he can't gather them now, he can never gather them later. Then gather them now and teach now, even though you'll miss the zman. Halav hachi, if you could just give the shir later on, postik, then you should stop to say Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Im yavar zman Kriya Shema Tefillah, and you'll teach them later. So therefore, that which we're saying, if you're learning Torah, don't stop, is only if this is the only time that you can actually teach them. Otherwise, just stop for Kriya Shema Tefillah and then teach them afterwards. Umechai other mashma de b'chol gavni posik im yavar zman Tefillah. The Chayim says, no, even if you can't teach them later, still, he disagrees. He says, no, you interrupt for Tefillah. V'amavatum Tefillah mishum libet, and one who doesn't do that, he doesn't daven because of the learning of the teaching. Afilu lo midin acherim kol hayom, even if he's teaching Torah all day, ki'ilu lo lamad. It's as if he's not, it's as if he didn't teach, as if he didn't learn. That's not good. He says, the chayodim hold shtak, that you have to stop, as well as the rokeach. U'bal yirabah gam kein kosov b'shem piskei tosvos, lahachmir bezed. El yirabah also writes, b'shem piskei tosvos, that one should in fact stop his teaching, even if he can't gather the troops later, for tefillah, that you do not cancel out your tefillah because you are teaching. But look in the Biralocha, we explained according to everyone, you should not start teaching Torah, even to other people, once the beginning time of Kriya Shema came. If you speculate that through the starting of teaching now, by the time you finish, you're going to miss the zmanim, you shouldn't start teaching. You have to say Kriya Shema before you start giving the shir. You can't start giving the shir once man Kriya Shema comes if you feel that it will go too far and you'll miss man Kriya Shema. But then the Rama told us that you don't stop. However, you do stop for the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. Kedei lekabel malchus shemayim bezman Kriya Shema. In order to be lekabel malchus shemayim in the zman of Kriya Shema, v'yachzor achar halacha sheyesh bo yitzias Mitzrayim kedei lahaskir yitzias Mitzrayim bezman Kriya Shema. You also should discuss one halacha about yitzias Mitzrayim in order to fulfill the mitzvah d'araisa of yitzias Mitzrayim in the zman of Kriya Shema. In the back, he writes in note 27, if you didn't say the pasuk or the halacha about Kriya Shema and the zman Kriya Shema, we learned earlier that you would have to do it afterwards, because min haTorah, saying Yitzias Mitzrayim is all day. So ideally, it's nice to say it during the Zman of Kriya Shema, but it's not Ma'akiv.
So once the Zman for Shema came,
you should daven? What we just said was once the Zman of the beginning time of Kriya Shema comes, you should not start teaching Torah to others if you think that the teaching is going to extend past the end time of Kriya Shema. But if you're giving an hour daf yomi shir, that's fine. And Arad Afyom Mishir is fine because you don't think that it's going to go past the Zman of Kriya Shema. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'achar limudo tov shi'igmar kol Kriya Shema af she'over zmana. After you finish the learning, it's good to finish all of Kriya Shema even if the Zman passed. And that we learned earlier is because you want to be Mekabel O Malchus Shemaim every day. So even if you miss Zman Kriya Shema, you should still say the whole Kriya Shema some point later in the day. The last point that Ramah told us was, if the time is not going to pass and you have time to daven later, so you should not stop. And Mishnah Berurah tells us what exactly is that talking about. So in Sifkot Anu, the Mishnah Berurah says, what Salomar means to say, Afilu lepasuk rishon. You don't have to stop your learning even for the first pasuk of Kriya Shema if you know you'll be able to say it afterwards. Va'afilu lo mebiyachidi. Even if you're learning by yourself, you do not have to interrupt for the first pasuk of Kriya Shema if you'll be able to say it later. V'kosu achronim, the achronim write, Afilu hisilumud be'isir. Even if you started learning be'isir, you started learning at the wrong time. Da'hainu la'achar shekvar higiyaz man Kriya Shema utfila. For example, the starting zman of Kriya Shema and Tefillah already came. Sha'aser lo lahasir lumud ad sheyispalel tchila im hu lo mebebeisil v'ein ragil leilach lebeis haknesses lehispalel kamo shekasa b'simen peites. If you remember what we learned earlier in Simen Peites, that if you are by yourself, you're not with a minyan, you're not going to be going to a minyan, you're going to be staying at home and learning and then davening, you should not start learning before you say Kriya Shema. So in a case that even though you started the Isser, meaning you Zman Kriya Shema Tefillah came, and you decided to start learning even though you're learning in your house and you don't normally go to shul, Mikom makom im kvar hiskel. But if you started already, even though you did the wrong thing by starting, but you started learning, ein tzarach lahafsik. You do not have to end. V'rashay lilmo kozman sheyeshu sadayin. So long that you know that you still have time to say kriyas shema and tefila, you can continue your learning even though you started learning at a time that you weren't supposed to start learning, which is after the beginning time of kriyas shema and tefila came, and you had no one to remind you, and you weren't going to shul, and you were learning by yourself. But now he brings the Eli Rabba who argues, Ubel Yerabba Pasak, Dil Inyan Kriya Shema Shehu Daraisa. It's not true that when it comes to Kriya Shema, which is Daraisa, Avshi Yishar Lo Zman Achach L'Krosa, even though you plan on, after you finish learning, having time to still say Kriya Shema later, Mikomakom Tzarech Lahachsev Tekef Ulikrosa Kula, Imulome Biyachidi. If you are learning by yourself and you have no one to remind you, you should stop your learning in the middle and you should say Kriya Shema, which is Daraisa. Ayin Shom Besimen Ayin Ubesimen Zeb. The Cholzeim Hulome Bebeso. Again, that's all talking about someone who is learning in his house. But if you're learning in the base medrash, even if you're learning in your house, you started learning when you were allowed to learn before this man of tefila or kriyashma even started early in the morning. Then even El Yerabba agrees you could rely on this opinion of the Ramah. You wouldn't have to stop so long that you have time. So if you started behetter, meaning you started before the Zman, or you're in a base medrash where they're going to people around who are going to daven, so you're going to remember to daven. So then, even for Kriya Shema, you would not have to interrupt, even though it's the Raisa. So the Eli Rabba only argues on that first Shita, if you're by yourself and you're not going to shul and you have no one to remind you, so then you would stop for Kriya Shema if you started at the wrong time. Okay, we'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem tomorrow, we'll begin Simen Kuf Zayin.